The story that Soren Kierkegaard wrote, and which I read to you a little earlier in the service as part of the children's message, is a story quite fitting, to our passage from Mark's Gospel today. In Mark's Gospel, we hear that the Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness, where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. We hear also about the Spirit earlier on in the passage, where the Spirit is associated with Jesus' baptism. The Spirit descended upon Jesus in the form of a dove. A voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved." We could perhaps also believe that Jesus, in the power of that same Spirit, went out and proclaimed in Galilee, "The time is fulfilled. Time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." So often, we may be a little like those horses that I mentioned from Kierkegaard's story, who lead their lives, who drive according to a horse's understanding of how it is to drive, or who live our human lives according to a human idea of how it is to lead life. And the result is not what we would anticipate. We need a driver. And we need the driver who is the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit sent through Jesus Christ, the Son, is one who gives us identity as not just any old creatures of chance, but rather children of our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, who is the Son. It's thanks to that Spirit that we are given an identity, and a certainly a high identity that is. An identity which we couldn't really develop on our own according to a merely human understanding of who we are. This Spirit, Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, we are told, drove Jesus into the wilderness, where he was tempted by the devil. Well, this same Spirit may not drive us into the wilderness, so to speak, but that same Spirit also calls us to the way of obedience, the way of the cross, in fact. Jesus said, if anyone wants to gain his life, he will lose it. That's according to the human understanding of what it is to lead one's life. But according to the understanding of human life based on a driver, the driver who is the Holy Spirit, in order to find life, we must first lose it. And one of the things we lose is identifying God on our own, using our own understanding. Rather, God has revealed himself by the power of his Spirit and calls us into faith, a faith which has no tolerance for any other gods other than the one true God who has made himself known in Christ. Another thing this driver who is the Holy Spirit calls us into the way of obedience, is the way of I've forgotten what I was about to say here. it does happen occasionally. Jesus had a hope in God. But he was in fact called to a hope beyond his own hope. Right at the end of his life, his life with us, his human life on earth, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? And yet beyond that hopelessness, apparent hopelessness, of course, he addressed God, and God made known that hope that he had, or that new life, that new perspective of the resurrection which he had for Jesus and which he also has for us. We might want to control the future, determine what the future is going to be. And wouldn't we like to do that? Wouldn't we like to have some control over events and how they transpire? But ultimately, we need to leave the future in God's hands, just like those horses had to leave the direction in which they were going into the hands, into the reins of the coachman who was driving them. We are not the driver. And if we do, we don't go very far and we get lost. And we're afraid of what is to happen. But when God is our driver through the Holy Spirit, we have confidence that where we're going is ultimately a destination which is good for us and for all. So the driver, who is the Holy Spirit, gives us this identity as children of God through faith in Christ, the Son, something we couldn't devise by ourselves. The Holy Spirit, who is the driver of our lives, also calls us to the pattern of giving up our lives, losing our lives in order to gain them, trusting in God for the future in which God leads us through that power of that Spirit. And that Spirit also challenges us to serve the Lord alone and put to death other loyalties in our lives which are distractions away from true worship. So the driver in our lives is through Christ, the Holy Spirit, a driver which is not according to our understanding of what it means to live, but according to God's understanding of what it is to live. And finally, associated with being driven by the Holy Spirit, this driver, is that we as individuals and as the church are called to be witnesses of God in the world. Jesus, after all, not only knew himself as the Son, not only went the way of obedience and putting his ultimate store and hope in God, but he also spoke the word of the gospel, shared that gospel in very concrete and tangible ways at times. He was a witness driven by the Spirit, and we also, as the church, are called to be witnesses to the time that's fulfilled. God's time has come in Christ. The kingdom of God has drawn near in Christ. Therefore, we and all people are called to reorient their lives according to this driver, rather than their own interpretation of what it means to live, and find faith and find the life that God would have for them as well as for us in the life of his kingdom made known in Christ. Amen.